Success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. The Jordan Harbinger Show is an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. I like it a lot, and since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. Be sure to listen to episode 374, where Jordan and Kelly McGonigal talk about the upside of stress. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. You can find The Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Les Brown reminds you to hold your head up when you're going through difficult times, because stumbling every now and then is simply an indication that you're trying new things. Enjoy.
I bought my first home from my mother. I was rushing, didn't know what I was doing. And I bought a home that had a lien against it. And they called me, Mr. Brown, yes, there's a lien against your property. We need $55,000 if you're going to stay there. Wait a minute, sir. I just bought this home. The guy told me there were no liens against it. I'm not the one that owe you the money. You should have checked that out, Mr. Brown. Come on. I called my attorney. We followed up. Yes, Les, there's a lien against the property. But he told me there were no liens. He lied, obviously. Oh, my God. He told me he wanted to help me because he admired the fact that I was buying this home for my mother and that he was adopted, and he identified with me. Les, he suckered you. He played you, man. So what? Well, would they take payment arrangements? What about $5,000 a month? They want all the money, Les. They want all the money, or you're going to have to get out. The house is going up for sheriff's sale. Do you have it? No, I don't have it. Can they give me some time? Tell them to give me 3 months, please. Give me 3 months. My mother's in her 70s, man. She has a bad heart. Don't do this to me. This is my dream. Don't do this, man. Please, let me talk to them. Les, I'm talking to their attorney. They don't want to talk to you. I've got to talk to their attorneys. Do you have the money? No. Will they give me 3 months? No. What about 2 months? No, Les. They want the money in 7 days. Oh, my God. Let me call you back. I'm not sure. And I walked the floors thinking, God, how could this happen to me? I got to figure this out, huh? I got to figure this out. It seemed like the days were just ticking off. Thursday, I had to call them and let them know. They called me, Les, do you have the money? No, I don't. Friday, you have to leave. The sheriff will be there. You're going to have to leave, Les. They're going to take my house. What about my down payment? You lost it, Les. You lost it. Okay. I got to go. Yes. I prayed, Lord, please. If you show me that you're real. If you're really real, you think Paul worked for you. You haven't seen anything. Don't let me lose this house. And watch what I'll do for you. I was trying to cut a deal. Have you ever tried to cut a deal? It's amazing how spiritual you get when you get in trouble. You know what I mean? When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, I was going to bed with the Bible and the Holy Quran and Science of Mind and Joel Goldsmith, everything I could find. I was praying to Jesus, Yahweh, Melchizedek, everybody. I was calling on everybody. It's amazing. And here I was walking the floor 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had to go and wake my mother up. I got on my knees and I said, Mama, I said, I need you to wake up. She said, what's wrong, Leslie? I can hear you walking back and forth. I'm not asleep, son. I said, there's something I need to tell you. She said, your eyes are red. Why are your eyes red? Because I feel so stupid now. Why? We got to move tomorrow. Why, Leslie? There's a lien against the property and they want $55,000 and I don't have it. And we're going to be set out tomorrow. We have to go back to Liberty City. So she said, it's okay. I don't like this house anyhow. I said, why? She said, because of my arthritic knees, it hurts my knees when I go up the steps. I said, and why didn't you tell me? Because you were so happy. I just said it because you were happy. I'll live in a shack with you, boy. I love you. It's not the house. I love you. I love all my children. I said, thank you, Mama. Thank you. And the next day when we were in the truck going back to Liberty City and we pulled down 68th Terrace, the neighbors came out and said, whoa, Mamie, y'all coming back? Are you back? Yes. What happened to the home your boy bought for you? Those boys you adopted. Leslie didn't do a title search. He made a mistake. And boy, I was so humiliated. How many ever made a mistake that you were just humiliated? Raise your hands. I was devastated. I was taking the furniture off the truck and my mother came and I was crying. And she said, boy, I said, yes, ma'am. She said, hold your head up. I said, Mama, I can't. She said, hold your head up. I said, why? Look what I've done. She said, it's okay. It's okay. You are going to make a lot of mistakes in life, young man. You're going to fail your way to success. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Keep your head up and take that furniture back in the house. I said, yes, ma'am. And I learned something from that. If you ever go through something, hold your head up. If you ever make a mistake, hold your head up. If you ever do something and everything goes wrong, life catch you on the blind side, hold your head up. It's not over. Goethe said, that which does not kill you will make you stronger. Hold your head up.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.